Some of the best things about the holiday season are the feasts with family and friends. But unfortunately, cooking for lots of people, particularly in the hot weather, can lead to food poisoning. So health authorities are reminding us to take precautions. Lexi Metherill reports.
'Tis the season for big feasts and lots of leftovers. And food poisoning. The Food Safety Information Council's Lydia Bookman.
Christmas time, remember, you've got several generations of the family coming over. We've had research recently that shows, you know, a third of households have someone in them who are at extreme risk of food poisoning, are very vulnerable. So the elderly, pregnant women, little kids, people with poor immune systems.
Cases of food poisoning linked to the poultry-related bacteria Salmonella are on the rise. There are around 4.1 million cases of food poisoning each year in Australia and dozens of deaths. A PhD student at the Australian National University has made a new discovery that could help improve the treatment of serious cases. Anukriti Mata has investigated a bacteria called Bacillus cereus that can thrive on pasta and rice.
We now know how the bacteria works, and we also know how our immune system reacts to fight against this bacteria.
She found that the toxins the bacteria releases kill cells by punching holes in them, causing vomiting and diarrhea. She says the research shows that the immune system can be harnessed to help fight off those toxins.
What we hope to see through our research is, since now we know how the bacteria works and how our immune system works, we can devise better therapeutics that can modulate the immune system in conferring the protection it should do.
Devising better treatments for food poisoning could help reduce the reliance on antibiotics, which fight bacteria, but are rapidly losing their power. Anukriti Mata says the research could help save patients with weak immune systems.
It makes me feel so happy that through our small effort, we have the potential to save millions of lives of patients who are suffering from deadly bacterial infections.
But prevention is better than cure, and Lydia Bookman says there are a few simple steps people can take to keep their food safe.
Make sure you wash your hands and keep everything clean. And the other thing too, make sure your fridge is running at 5 degrees Celsius. Refrigerate your leftovers as soon as you can. It's very important to do that. And a sad thing to tell Australians, but you need really to take the beer out of the fridge if you're entertaining a lot of people. Put the drinks on ice and keep the fridge to keep the food cold, because that's much more important.
Lydia Bookman from the Food Safety Information Council, ending Lexi Metherill's report.